Hello, everybody. Just a very quick one about Instagram. If you're on it, Meta, the parent company, is reducing the number of political posts visible to users on their feed. This is a real thing, not a hoax. So go to your Instagram profile, tap the three horizontal lines in the top right corner to open the settings tab, scroll down to what you see, click on content preferences, open political content, and turn on don't limit political content. That's an option. Otherwise, you won't see almost anything we post because we are deemed political. Please do that now, or you won't even see the posts about our shows, our fun things. So if you want to see Guilty Feminist content and know when we're coming to a place near you or releasing a new podcast, do it now.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Please welcome back to the stage the host of the Guilty Feminist, Sophie Hagen and Deborah Francis White. Deborah?
I've killed Deborah. Welcome to the Sophie Hagen Show.
Do you want to record the intro?
Oh, is it me?
It's meant to be Deborah, but...
Well, I can...
There she is.
There she is. Welcome to the stage, Deborah Francis White!
There is nothing more terrifying than being in the loo and hearing the audience cheering and knowing why they're cheering. They're cheering for you in the loo.
You're way too energetic. I'm hungover.
Are you?
Yeah.
Did you stay up very late last night?
Yeah.
Weirdly, we are currently sharing a flat, and I heard you come in because I couldn't sleep
at
like
I'm sorry.
Crazy o'clock. No, I was awake. No, you weren't at all, but I did think to myself, Sophie's had a late one. And then I saw a video of karaoke this morning. Yeah. Was it chance you doing karaoke?
I didn't do karaoke, but then a friend of mine did karaoke, and I wanted to film because she was really good. She did the Alanis Morissette, "I Want You to Know," that like revenge song. So I wanted to film her doing that, and the second I started filming, she fell off a chair, and it's the funniest thing I've ever seen. And I put that everywhere with her permission.
She will be delighted. Hashtag consent. So, internet challenge.
Yeah, speaking of which.
We have to do an internet challenge. Because our theme is internet. How are you going to take on the internet for feminism, Sophie Hagen?
You're way too enthusiastic.
I am not at all.
As a comedian, the blue tick on Twitter is like a massive... It's kind of a thing. You know, you can get this blue tick, which it's called verification. So Twitter says, you are this person you're pretending to be, which is only relevant if you're some kind of public person, because no one cares about real people. So getting the blue tick is like, it's often something that people get really proud of when they get verified, because it means, you know, you're a public person. I've always wanted it, but I've never felt, you know, I could totally get why I shouldn't have it yet. But in terms of Twitter trolls, getting the blue tick, you can apparently get like a quality control like filter, so that if people want to tweet you, oh, I hope you die, then they'll take that out of your timeline so you don't see that. So I've kind of had to get over myself in terms of, you know, oh no, I'll just wait and then hope they'll give it, to actually, I think I'm gonna have to now like
apply for it.
Yeah, which you can't, there's no official way of doing it, but I, you know, I'll try and get in touch with people and I'll try and get it, because it's not fair, I think.
And you get trolled quite a bit for being a Danish feminist.
Well, yeah, just a woman. Just being a woman tweeting about feminism. That'll, you know, it comes in waves, but then I think, I really want it, but just for that reason. Yeah.
So you're looking for more security on the internet.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, I think I want the internet to help me a bit, to make it a bit easier for me to be a woman on the internet.
My challenge is kind of the opposite, because
you're going to troll me.
I'm going to troll you. Yes. No, I am going to try and reason with somebody who appears to be trolling. And
good luck.
Engage sounds with them great. And see if I can, by not taking a very angry contrary stance, but by being reasonable and Socratic, asking questions, if I can in any way win that person over. So I'm going to start reasoning and being very charming with trolls and seeing if I can have one go, okay, that's a fair point.
Are you going to start like manufacturing feminists? You're going to take sexist men and be like, nah, now you're a feminist.
Basically, yeah. I'm going to try and win hearts and minds, Soph, for the feminist cause. I know, I love it. Wow. I love it to seeing if... Because people expect you to take a very angry, contrary position. And
yeah.
If you don't, it sometimes surprises them. But also then, there's a saying in English, and you know how I love my English idioms.
Mm-hmm.
You catch more flies with honey. Have you heard that?
I've heard it.
You don't believe it.
No, I just... It's just a very nice image of someone throwing jars of honey after...
Oh, no, it's not the jar. You don't catch it with a jar of honey. You don't just, like, kill a fly with a jar of honey. But it is an interesting...
But it is a lovely image, isn't it? Someone trying to throw jars of honey after flies.
You put a little bit of honey on the table and then the flies will come to eat it and then they
get... Then you kill
feet
them.
Their feet stuck.
And you murder them.
Then you convert them to feminism.
I don't think it's going to work. Can I be negative? I don't think you... I think they're just going to hate you more.
Okay, well, I'm a positive person this morning, so I think you are going to get your blue tick.
Oh, yeah?
And you think I'm not going to win over a troll. So yeah. I will see you back here for the live show.
I can't wait.
Shake on it. You're hearing a handshake.
Yeah.
Hagen Francis White handshake. We're doing that.
My sweaty hungover.
Let's do a high five so they could hear that. Okay.
Like, oh no. Oh, that was pitiful.
It was a pretty white high five.
Wait. Oh yay!
She just clapped.
Don't tell them that was a successful high five.
We need more intersectionality because our high fives are too white.
Hashtag too white. See you next
week.
See you next week. Good luck.
You told me you were 29, so...
I did, but then another day I told you I was 31. So you'll never know the real age.
Is that why we've celebrated your birthday 4 times this year? Is that why?
That's right. I celebrate it 4 times a year or not at all. Keep people guessing. And I change it on Facebook. If I'm feeling down, I just change my Facebook birthday to the following day. And then... I wake up and people are like, I love you so much. Oh my God, happy birthday. And I remember how many people love me. And then I just set it back to the regular day.
That's why I use Facebook birthdays to, you know, sort out my friends.
Do you?
Then every day you'll get like 5 people. You go, oh, those 2 people, I don't really know them anymore. And you delete them.
Shit.
Notice it when you have your birthday. Notice how many friends you lose. Have a good day. So...
So you don't
look
at the 50.
You think you came here for fun?
So you don't look at the 55 messages you got on your wall. You look at the people that have defriended you.
No, I don't look. No, I'm the defriender. I don't really care who.
You're the defriender. What, like this sounds like an Arnold Schwarzenegger character.
Yeah, it's my.
This summer, the defriender.
It's my superhero power.
This time, it's really impersonal. She hasn't got a fucking clue who you are.
This time, it's impersonal. It's amazing.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card.
Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.